The home of comedy means we get to be joined each and every week by Akmal Saleh.
What's been happening, Akmal?
Well, you know, it was one of my favourite days, April Fool's. Did you get up to anything? Did you lie to people for fun and laughter?
Look, Akmal, I'm really crap at it. My track record's terrible. Mm. I tried to get Peter, did a really bad job.
Yeah.
Peter normally every year gets me a beauty. But no,
we were
pretty
disappointing.
Laid back.
Pretty lame.
Well, you know, look, the days we live in are very strange. We live in strange times, right?
Okay.
I mean, it wouldn't put it past, say, Donald Trump is in the White House, right?
Yeah.
You can just imagine Donald Trump coming on TV and saying, my fellow Americans, we have just declared war on North Korea. We have launched a nuclear weapon and they have retaliated. April Fool's! you can just picture him doing that, can't you? Oh, man, did you see that guy? Did you see when I said it was World War III? He kind of panicked. Oh, God, that was funny. Oh, I like a good laugh. You know what would be good? Also, like, pilots would have a great time. Oh, my God! The engines are all on fire! Come on, ladies and gentlemen, it's April Fool. Relax, take it easy. God, everyone's so stressed. Now, you know, like, speaking of stress, though, this is my favorite story from last week. I don't know if you guys covered this, but I hope you did, because it was one of those stories you can't ignore. In Melbourne, a busker was mistaken for a terrorist. Did you see that?
No. Oh, yes, I did.
You did, right?
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who were not paying attention, this guy is a young man who is learning the trumpet.
Mm.
He's playing the trumpet, and he was on the tram, and he was practicing his breathing exercises, as you would need to as a trumpeter. I don't know much about trumpets, but but he had his trumpet in a bag, and people looked and thought, well, that's obviously a terrorist. They mistook his breathing exercises for "I will kill you" and "praise be to Allah," right? Now, and you know this story, Bridge, right? They basically blocked the whole street. It was in Melbourne, in Flagstaff, a station called Flagstaff. And the entire suburb was shut down, and they had the riot squad come in, fully equipped with like machine guns, and the guy must have thought, man, I didn't think my playing was that bad. You know, maybe if it was his first day, you know, like, he'd be going, oh my, this is tougher than I thought.
He should have actually just gone, give me your money, everyone. I am a terrorist. Then he would have made heaps for the day.
Also would have got shot.
That's true.
He would have been shot, but he wouldn't have had time to spend it. But actually they let him go. Because obviously he wasn't a terrorist, he was a trumpet player, and then they heard him play, and then they arrested him.
Hey, there it is. There it is.
They arrested him for crimes against humanity.
Thanks, Akmal.
All right, guys, have a good day. Bye.